This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Coast Guard is shifting its operations off the Port of Baltimore from rescue to recovery. Six workers are missing there after a 95,000-ton container ship lost power and crashed into a major bridge, causing the span to collapse. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN that multiple investigations are already underway.
We're going to be working closely with the National Transportation Safety Board as they lead their independent investigation and with the Coast Guard as they continue operations in the water. I've also spoken with Secretary Mayorkas, who's working to ensure that all DHS assets are integrated. So in many ways, our work is just beginning.
The tragedy has also disrupted shipping traffic. Carnival Cruises redirected one of its ships to return passengers to Norfolk, Virginia, instead of Baltimore. Thousands of workers are likely to be idled as a result of the bridge disaster because shipping traffic is closed. WYPR's Emily Hofstetter has more.
In the early hours of the morning, volunteers arrived on the scene to see if they could help. Gregory Currents stands at the ready in his neon construction vest. He works at Anne Arundel Christian Church, which operates one of the area's largest food banks.
These are our brothers and sisters. These are our family members that are dealing with this morning, and our hearts are broken for the situation. And where else would we be but here at Ground Zero to just be available?
Right now, officials are focusing on the immediate needs of the first responders and survivors. The Port of Baltimore employs over 15,000 people. For NPR News in Baltimore, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday over the FDA's decision to expand access to the abortion pill mifepristone. A majority of the justices appeared skeptical of the plaintiff's standing to bring the case. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, abortion rights is not the only issue at stake.
The entire structure of the FDA's regulatory power to approve drugs and continually evaluate their safety could be in danger if the Supreme Court sides with the plaintiffs. But both conservative and liberal judges appeared skeptical that the group that brought the lawsuit, the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, had standing. The group, which was founded just months after the Dobbs decision, filed a lawsuit seeking to get rid of abortion pills altogether. It contends that the FDA's loosening of restrictions is unjustified and unsafe. But after a series of lower court rulings, the Supreme Court intervened to prevent any change to the status quo while it considers the case. Siding with the FDA in this case are virtually all of the major medical associations in the country. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are mixed, up 1% in Tokyo. You're listening to NPR News. NBC has reversed its decision to hire former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel amid a revolt among news staff at the network. NBC News chair Cesar Conde announced the move Tuesday, less than a week after McDaniel was hired as a paid contributor. The hiring came only months after NBC announced layoffs. Officials in San Francisco say they'll continue to enforce the city's all-electric building code, even after a court invalidated Berkeley's first-in-the-nation ban on gas in new construction. From member station KQED, Kevin Stark has more.
Berkeley agreed last week to repeal its gas ban in a settlement with the California Restaurant Association. Dozens of other cities in California have passed similar measures. The association wants them to follow suit. But San Francisco supervisor Rafael Mandelman says the city's regulations are focused more on building safety and allow restaurants to opt out.
No one has come to us asking us to change or repeal our law. For now, we will continue to enforce it, continue to implement it consistent with, the court decision.
Mandelman says it's conceivable the city's regulations could be adjusted, but no one is talking about repealing it. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
A court in London has delayed the extradition of Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who's wanted in the U.S. on espionage charges. Assange is accused of helping to steal government secrets and posting them online. His attorney says his client was working as a journalist who was trying to expose military wrongdoing. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.